Good morning. It's 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. I have a special guest with me this morning. I have CERT health educator Doug Osborne here to talk about Sitka Health Summit. Hi, Doug.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
I can't believe it's Sitka Health Summit time again.
It's coming. It is right around the corner.
And this is the sixth?
Yep. This is the sixth annual Sitka Health Summit, so we're excited.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And I say that because it started out as a search project.
Well, it started out, there was a CDC program called Steps to a Healthier U.S., and the search did have a grant, but it really started when the two hospitals started having some discussion that said, well, how can we work together, how can we partner together more, and then this summit grew out as one of that ideas, and so that was in 2007, and here we are.
And this has outgrown the STEPS program.
Yeah, the neat thing is that the STEPS program left, but the program stayed, and it's all local. And there's probably about 30 businesses that contribute, and we're very thankful to all of our local supporters. But we're doing it without a grant, without a lot of outside money. It's actually all local.
And that's always best-case scenario. That's what a grant funder wants, is to give you the seed money, and then that you'll be able to sustain it without them.
Yes. So this was a success story.
Indeed. And a lot of success stories have come out of the Sitka Health Summit. Maybe you could talk about some of the projects that are out and about.
The first year in 2007, one of the goals was to be a bike-friendly community. And so there was a big project and a big push, and that happened in 2008. We were awarded a bicycle-friendly community, the first in Alaska and one of the smallest in the country, which was a great honor. And I think that really was something that gave a lot of momentum to the second year. And the second year, one of the goals was to do a farmer's market. And so that summer, about 91 days after it became a goal, they had a farmer's market, and they did a series of three. And now it's grown, and now there's six farmer's markets this summer. So it's doubled in size, and it's gotten bigger. Last Saturday, they had, I think, almost 60 vendors at the farmer's market. So it's become this huge, huge thing, and that was a goal in 2008.
And enough to have a celebrity sighting.
Yeah, that's right, with this huge entourage. So that was a project. And then a couple others that were really big was the Fish to Schools project. And then in that same year, the Choose Respect mural project. And the mural is up on Blatchley now and is a wonderful addition there. And the Fish to Schools program is still going strong, thanks in large part to SCS for taking that on. But the idea started as a goal at the Health Summit.
And it's amazing. All these things are not just ideas that work and go away, that all of these things, the planning, the participation, has sustainability.
Yeah, that's the neat thing, is that when you can have a great event, but there's things that last. So us having a farmer's market is something that's going to happen year after year, or us being bicycle friendly, or us having the Choose Respect mural, the Fish to Schools. Those are things that are ongoing, and that's what's really neat about the summit.
And now there's legacy associated with it.
Yeah.
And that's fun. But specifically, there's a couple different things that happen. You have like a banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens at the banquet?
Well, what we want to do is honor local health heroes. And so we give out awards and public thank yous to individuals or groups that have made a difference. And it's really a nice evening to honor some of the people that are doing things day in and day out here in Sitka.
And what are the categories for folks to be nominated into?
Well, there's five different ones. Physical activity, nutrition, and then general wellness is a catch-all. And then there's also injury prevention and safety. And lastly, tobacco prevention and control.
And what's the hardest to fill?
Probably the last two. Safety injury prevention is hugely important. And, you know, that's in public health, that's one of the big things is people under 44. They don't die from these chronic diseases. Typically, it's more injury. So injury is a huge one, but it's harder to fill. And so is the tobacco prevention and control. So if you know somebody who's done something that's made a difference in either of those areas, email or call Penny Lehman, who's on our steering committee and who takes the nominations. But any of them, we have lots of great categories, and we want to give out some much-earned thank yous to some local heroes.
And I think sometimes in the nomination process that folks think, well, if I'm not formally doing that as a job to help people stop smoking or, I mean, what's the parameters? I mean, could it be like, you know, my my great aunt helped me quit smoking.
Sure.
I mean, I'm wondering, you know, if people feel like, oh, that doesn't seem like such a big deal.
Well, that could be a lifesaver.
It could be
a huge deal. So I think when in doubt, nominate. I think some of the intention from the beginning was to really find some unsung heroes and to give them a chance to get the public thank you that they deserve. But I think when in doubt, nominate. If somebody does it for their job, if they don't do it for their job, just the big criteria is, are they making a difference in the health of people in Sitka? And if they are, go ahead and call or email Penny. And then as much detail as you can put in there would probably be helpful, too.
Absolutely. So folks can call Penny at 747-3255. And there's an email, SitkaHealthSummit@yahoo.com.
Yes, SitkaHealthSummit@yahoo.com. And just write, it could be a sentence or two or three, but just put in as much detail as you think is necessary to let us know what this person's done and why you want to appreciate them.
Having attended some of the banquets, it's very touching. I mean, people, it's an unusual award ceremony where I think usually, you know, people get recognized, they get a certificate, and then they sit down. But
right.
Everyone wanted to speak
after
they received their certificate. And it wasn't like long-winded Oscar speeches where we had to play music
and
drag them off. But it was very touching. Everyone felt that it was a real honor to have been nominated and won their award.
Yeah.
And then I think those folks, do they then in turn look at the community differently and nominate other folks?
I hope so. I hope that it's one of those things that grows. I know one of the other awards I didn't mention is the Reifenstuhl Award, which is named after Steve Reifenstuhl. And each year we give that to somebody who's just gone above and beyond. And hearing those acceptance speeches are very moving. But all of them are, like you said, it's just neat to hear what people have to say. And they want to share credit and they want to talk about all the other people that are helping to make this happen. But it's a very unique event.
It is. And I think people are very generous with one another.
Yeah.
So so that's sort of the beginning of the Health Summit. And the Health Summit happens when this year?
It's going to be in October. And right now it's looking like starting with the Saturday Health Fair, the first Saturday in October. And then after that will be this awards banquet, October 10th at the Shikaquan Nakahiti. And we'll have Sitka Spruce Catering is going to do some nutritious little treats for us. And then we'll have a library lunch and learn sometime in this beginning of October. And then we have the planning day, which is scheduled for Friday, October the 12th. And that's where we'll get everybody together, brainstorm, and then select a couple of health and wellness goals.
And that's another sort of, not a nomination process, but do you still want to have some of those ideas earlier?
Oh, yeah. If people have ideas, and sometimes they can't make it to the planning day, but they can just email me their ideas, and we'll make sure it gets on the wall. So when we do the brainstorming, we want to get as many ideas as we can to consider.
And again, folks who do attend the planning meeting, I know there's always this excuse, I have to work, Friday's not good for me, but it's a working day, and things really happen.
It's pretty neat. And the neat thing about when these goals are selected is that they get some seed money, they get an afternoon of facilitation, and mainly they get the credibility that comes from saying that we had a big community meeting, and this is what people voted on as the top priority. And so when they write grants or they go after money, they get to say that, which isn't that, you know, a handful of us thought this was a neat idea. It's, no, we had 100 ideas on the wall, everybody got to vote, and this is what the top vote getter was. So this is why there's energy, and this is why this is an important project that people are ready for. So I think it's a unique process and one that's clearly worked in the past and will work again if we get people to come.
And that's important. And it's always interesting each year to see what cross-section of town or citizens come to participate. Do you want to do a shout-out to a group, maybe, that you'd like to participate? Or?
Wow, there's so many. Because especially with something like the planning, the bigger the group is, the more diverse the group is, the more credible it is in terms of goals. It wasn't like we had...
See, now's the time you throw down the gauntlet.
Right. I think men are always tricky. I'd say we probably run 80%, 20 on the female-male thing. So getting a few other males would be good. I think young people, we've had students in the past. I think that would be neat. Or people in the schools. Would be neat. I think it's neat to get, just a great mix of folks that are tribal citizens and folks that are in the fields and not in the fields and stay-at-home mom, just the whole mix. So I think if you're at all interested in seeing something like this, come, and you probably will fit the bill somewhere.
So you need the more diversity, the better.
Yes.
In the planning session.
Yes.
That's terrific. I'd like to thank my guest, Doug Osborne, Search Health Educator, talking about the Sitka Health Summit. Nominations close on Tuesday?
This coming Tuesday. Send your nominations because it is wrapping up.
Okay. Send those nominations to SitkaHealthSummit@yahoo.com, or you can call Penny Lehman at 747-3255. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Holly.